Rhinebeck County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night. Your net control station for this evening is KBA YMN, Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee, Mike, November. My name is Mark, and I'm located in southwest Franklin County. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency, with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County area's business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held February 21st, which is next week, at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be at 7:30 p.m. The Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. Time I will take check-ins from any stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KBA YMN. Being heard, I will now take check-ins from any stations that have Franklin County area's business and or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call KBA YMN.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
KA8RLC, Cal, good evening. Are there any others?
Kilo Delta 8, India, Oscar, November, KD8ION, Patrick.
KD8ION, Patrick, good evening. Are there any other stations that have Aries business and or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net? Please call KB8YMN. Okay, nothing heard. I will now take check-ins using the quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and Interstate 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time and give your call sign phonetically and slowly. Any stations that are north of I-70 and east of I-71, please call KBYMN.
KBA YMN, this is Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, KD8YFW, Terry.
Kilo Delta 8, Golf Romeo November, Jeff.
Terry, KD8YFW, I have Jeff. KD8GRN. Are there any other check-ins which are north of I-70 and east of I-71?
Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Tango Papa, John.
Hey, John. Kilo Delta 8 RTP. John, good evening. Are there any more stations which are north of I-70 and east of I-71? now go to any stations that are south of I-70 and east of I-71. Again, that's south of I-70 and east of I-71. Please call KBA Wyman.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8 YVI, Phil.
KD8 SYT, Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, Lynn.
Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Tango Trot, KE8 HTL, Rick.
KB8YBI, Phil. KD8SYT, Lynn. And Rick, can you come back with your call again? It's HTL, your first two.
That's Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Tango Foxtrot.
Are there any more check-ins which are south of I-70 and east of I-71? This is KBAYMM with the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. At this time, are there any stations which are south of I-70 and west of I-71? Please call KBYMN.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo. Bob, W-8-R-W-R.
Delta 8, India, India Bravo. Sorry, I'm late. Just got home, and I have an announcement when it comes time.
Oh, Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
W8RWR. Bob, I have KD8IIB also, put you up at the top of the list. And we have KD8WQY, Denny. Are there any more stations that are south of I-70 and west of I-71? Please contact KBYMN. Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8HVX, Jim. HBX, Jim, good evening. One last time, are there any other stations south of I-70 and east, or west, excuse me, of I-71? Sir, now, are there any stations which are north of I-70 and west of I-71? Please call KB Wyman.
Kilo 6, Hotel, Romeo, Uniform, Bruce.
The Alpha 8, Alpha, Delta, Uniform, Dave.
Number, Whiskey, Brian.
Right, there was K6HRU. Bruce, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's a roger.
All right, thank you, sir. And then I have A8ADU Dave and KE8ANW Brian.
Whiskey 8 Radio Victor W8RV Ken.
Kilo 8 Oscar Victor Papa Frank.
Ken, KB8OVP, Frank. Is that correct, Frank?
Correction. Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, K8OVP.
K8OVP. Thank you, Frank. Are there any other stations which are north of I-70 and west of I-71. Are there any other stations north of I-70 and west of I-71? Please call KB8YMN. KBYMN with the Wednesday night Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net. Now calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check into the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night Net. Please call KBYMN. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County Aries to participate. K8HCZ.
Kilo Echo 8 Hotel Zulu Zulu. K8HCZ.
Okay, I have it right. K8HCZ. Thank you very much, sir. Are there any other stations? Stations inside or outside Franklin County would like to check into the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net. Please call KBYMN. Okay. With that, nothing heard. At this time, we'll go to the stations that have ARRL news or bulletins that they'd like to make announcements or Frank County announcements. And with that, we'll start with K8RLC. Cal, over to you.
Thank you, Mark. Good evening, Jeanette. This is K8RLC. Usual stuff just coming up. I know Mark mentioned that the in-person meeting is next week on the 21st. Everything goes as planned. We should have an interesting presentation on the MARC system and digital radio activity there. I assume Patrick and his announcements will talk about the other thing coming up the first of next month, namely the Arnold. And other than that, things are quiet for this month. So with that, I will give it back to you, Mark. This is K8RLC.
A lot there, Cal. Now I believe that we have to go over to KD8ION. Pat, over to you.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you to the net. Good evening. Just a simple call out for anyone still interested or on the fence potentially for signing up for the Arnold Sports Festival medical team. The dates are the March 2nd through the 4th. That's Friday through Sunday. There are some activities on Thursday, but they're limited to setting up the two medical base stations, and there's one event, Olympic lifting, that's beginning on Thursday. Because otherwise they would be there till midnight, 2 a.m. in the morning, trying to finish up their activities for the day, each day. So with that, the greatest need right now is Sunday morning from about, say, 8, 9 a.m. until about noon or 1 o'clock. So if anyone has some spare time there, that would be appreciated. If you could pick up some additional time and or recruit someone to help work. So new people are always welcome and encouraged to jump in. Lastly, the only way you will receive the communications plan is if you've signed up to the Google form on the arnoldexpo.com/medical website on the sign-up button. So you must fill that out. It's very important. We need everyone's sign-up to happen through there because that triggers additional processes, including getting the comp plan out, too. So we don't know what hours you're working or what days if you don't let us know through that form, and we can't get you badged either. So it's very important that you hit that form if you're planning on signing up. Again, that's arnoldexpo.com/medical. Lastly, if you're interested in running a working neck control, I'm finalizing that plan this week, and I'll be sending out some emails here shortly to people that either have expressed interest or maybe we've identified as someone that could help us out, fill some shifts. There's also some other special shadow positions, a ham for the van, and some additional help that that if you're interested in doing something other than working in an event, please let me know, and I'll see what I can do to accommodate. With that, I'll stand by for any questions. This is KD8ION.
This is KD8YFW, Terry. Didn't I sign up for the van? Over.
Yes, Terry. You did sign up for the van. However, we need some additional people to rotate through the van. We're putting a big emphasis this year. We did some last year as well, but we're putting a big emphasis on cross-training this year. So more than one person knows what's going on at any given location. So if someone gets hit by the proverbial beer truck between now and then, hopefully they don't, but it happens, right? Someone might become ill, and I don't want to rely on one person having the sole knowledge for that position and responsibility. So we will be rotating you through the van with hopefully one or two other people as well. Does that answer your question, Terry?
Yes, excellent idea. Shortly, but I wanted to make sure that my communique had gotten through, and yeah, it's always good to have backup plan A, B, C, and et cetera. KD8YFW.
Thanks, Terry. Yeah, I had you down. So, but just a general announcement: if you do have an area of interest that you would like to to see you or function in that role, please let me know and see what we can do. You can reach me at my call sign, KD8ION, at gmail.com. That'll give me an email, and I'll get back to you. Any other additional questions for myself? This is KD8ION.
KDOVP.
Go ahead, Frank.
Well, I thought it was signed up, but have not received those plan. Neither Sharon nor I, and I will try it again. But we have done it before, so we have the shirt and so forth. Also, Gail Whiskey 8 Kilo Whiskey Golf is still having computer problems, so I will attempt to sign her up, and she would be interested in net control. K8OVP.
Okay, Frank, yeah, I don't see you signed up this year on this year's form. You have to sign up each year to make sure that we have your current information and whatnot. So, yeah, if you could hit that sheet again, add your information, Sharon's information, and sign Gal up too with the hours that you're able to work. Please include your call signs in the comment field. That helped me out as well. So, any additional questions, Frank?
No. Just for your information, and Sharon and I will be. We have a conflict on Saturday, but. Friday and Sunday, much of the day. So, K8OVP.
Sounds good. I'll look for your sign-ups in the form. Any additional questions for myself?
NAYMT, late check-in.
Let's net control handle your late check-in. With don't hear anything else, I'll turn the net back over to net control. This is KB8ION.
Thank you, sir. This is KB8YMN, net control for the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net station. Checking in, please go again.
KB8YMN, N8YMT, late check-in. Sorry about that. I wasn't sure who was net control today.
Oh, that's fine, sir. Thanks for checking in. Right now, we'll go over to KD8IIB. Kevin, over to you.
Thanks, Mark. Just my usual quick update on upcoming nets. As was mentioned, next week is the in-person. Then on February 28th is KD8ION. Who we just heard from. March 7th is K6HRU, and March 14th is KE8ANW. I have more after that, but we'll get to those later. With that, we'll turn it back to net. KD8IIB.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. It's a good thing to do. Everybody should try to get in there at least once, even if you're nervous or whatever. I have a little trouble sometimes catching kinetic. The call signs, but still, everybody's patient, so it's definitely worth a shot to try to be in net control or try to have somebody that's been net control along with you when you do it to help you out. This is KBAYMN. At this time, we'll take any check-ins from stations which it may have been missed earlier. Please call KBAYMN.
KE8DRD, Doc, Northwest.
Event coordinators, volunteers on frequency who would like to give a recap of any events they worked during the past week. Please call KB8 Wyman. Are there any stations which having any additional business or discussion topics for the net? Please call KB8 Wyman. Now take final check-ins for the Franklin County Aries Wednesday night net at this time. Please call KB8 Wyman. Closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net. Thanks to those who brought the announcements and bulletins, and thanks to those who volunteer for public service and events. KBYMN, Kilo Bravo 8 Yankee Mike November, return the repeater over to normal amateur operation. This is KBYMN signing clear. Good evening in 73.
Thank you, Mark, for taking the net tonight. Unfortunately, I can't verify count with you because I joined late, as you heard. I got 26 minutes, but I know Cal usually counts too, and he can verify the number of chickens.
All right. I'm just looking at the clock. You're about 26 minutes. I'm trying to do up the... did you get Doc's call for sure? Is that KD8DRD?
Yeah, KE8DRD.